This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundahl Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we feature poet Rosemary McMahon, whose two poems share her observations of the present and memories of the past.
This poem was inspired in January 2020, pre-pandemic, which is how I count time now, when I opened the windows and saw a little dusting of snow. This is not Robert Frost's world, blanket white and heavy laden. Here in Dixie, our only snow is cotton in autumn, cumulus clouds that lost their way, then gathered across fields ribboned with country roads and hurried highways. So when morning drapes open to drifting flakes of white, time suspends itself while roofs change color, tree limbs of gray give to white weight. Redbirds huddle at the feeder, eyes blinking in confusion, and the silence is still as cloud. During this downtime, I've been spending some time working through some poetry exercises, and this poem is a result of one of those exercises where we were invited to think back in time to a poignant childhood memory. I am the sixth out of eight children. This poem is called Story Time. My mother, in a belted and checked sundress, sits on her pressed bed, dainty ankles crossed, and pats for me to join her, the book of stories upright in her hand. I peer around the door where sunbeams send motes of dust across the coverlet, chenille and cool. The beckoned one, I clamber up beside her, sweep a tangle of long fair hair from my face to feel my cheek against the bareness of her slender arm and nestle into the violin curve of her body, wondering at this grace. On one hand, I can count these single moments with my mother. The autumn evening, we gazed out the picture window while she sang, "Shine on, harvest moon." The sleepless night, she rubbed my flanneled back over and over while my sister slept beside me. The high school afternoon, when I knew I would receive no carnation, and she whispered through my tears, "You are beautiful." Oh, my mother, even now, I sense brother, sister, peering through that same bedroom door, eyeing your temple, seeking the invitation which, yes, you give to them. They crowd against your other side. You read on, and I slip from the bed to disappear.
Oh, shine on.
Rosemary McMahon lives in Huntsville, where she has been practicing poetry since the 1990s. She has spent the past 18 years writing sermons and pastoring in the Presbyterian Church, USA, here in North Alabama. Rosemary has won several poetry awards, and one of her poems will be appearing in the October issue of the Birmingham Literary Review. She's married to Dennis and has an 8-year-old granddaughter who lives too far away. You can hear Rosemary's poems along with all the past Sundahl poems and stories on our website, WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundahl tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundahl every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.